Isn't that a beautiful sound?
Yes, it is. It's not a common sound.
Sadly, it isn't. People don't have clocks anymore.
Surely they have clocks. I agree they don't have clocks like yours.
I don't call those modern things clocks.
Well, let's talk about your clocks. How did you get started as a clockmaker?
I came from Switzerland when I was a young boy. Of course, I wasn't a clockmaker then.
Did any of your family make clocks?
No, they were merchants. My father came here to open a store. But I knew about clocks and watches. I was very interested in them.
Why?
I don't know exactly. I admired the skill, I think. I loved the beauty of the large clocks. I liked the sound.
So how did you get started, Mr. Herman?
It was just a hobby at first. I worked in my father's store. In my free time, I made a clock. Then I made another, and another. Finally, I stopped working in the store and only made clocks.
You're very skillful. This one is very beautiful.
Yes, listen to it chime.
I like it.
I'm very proud of that clock.
Can you make watches?
I'm not very interested. They're too small.
You have many large clocks. Tell me about these.
These are called grandfather clocks. Grandfather clocks were very popular in the past. They're very large for most homes today.
And very expensive.
This is the largest one I have made. It's 7 feet tall. I made it for the bank.
There are so many skills involved. Tell me how you begin. Do you make the inside first or the outside first?
Sometimes one, sometimes the other. Usually I start with the inside, the clock itself, the working part.
That must take a lot of work and skill.
It does. I don't make the parts, of course. I buy the parts from Switzerland.
But you put them all together to make the clock.
Right. Then, when the clock is working, I make the outside, the case.
I admire your skill. Can you earn a living making clocks?
I make clocks and I repair clocks. I can make a living. I'm not rich, of course.
But you're doing what you want to do.
Yes. I want you to see this clock. I didn't make this one.
It's very interesting. Where did it come from?
It's from an old school in the city. I think it was made in America, but it doesn't say on the clock.
Is that unusual?
Very. It's very skillfully made.